Welcome to the Futile Podcast. Tonight, we've got a variety of topics that we will discuss, but Zach, you wanted to start us off with a flaw in Back to the Future 3.
So he goes back in time to the past, back to the past.
Yet again.
And he falls down the hill when he's being chased by Indians.
Yeah.
American Indians, Native
Americans.
He doesn't
fall down the hill, he's in the car, right?
He falls down the hill.
Okay.
Trust me, Ian.
Okay.
Falls down a hill, he smacks his head on a fence, and lo and behold, old Grandpa, Papa...
Yeah, great-grandpa.
Somebody McFly comes up.
And Seamus McFly.
Seamus McFly, he's like, hey, woman, are you turning around so you can chew?
Yeah.
That's awesome. We got somebody, you know, knocked out here. So then he wakes up, and he's like, oh, Mom, I had such a crazy dream, I went back to the past, and
Leah Thompson.
And it's Leah Thompson, right? But they're the McFly family.
Yeah.
So here's the problem.
Okay, I get
the ancestors
you.
Look like his mother and him.
Uh-huh.
They don't look like his father and him, yet they have the same last name as his father.
Here's the other...
No. Do you understand what I'm saying?
They're all incest.
How does his ancestor on his dad's side look exactly like his mother?
They're all incest and shit.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
right. But that's not right.
It's not right. No, it's not.
So,
what do you mean it's not right?
So they should have said, oh, or whatever, Jones, and he could have been like, that's my mother's maiden name. Of course, that wouldn't have worked the same.
No.
Because it has to be a McFly, but they shouldn't have used her in that case.
Mm-hmm.
You see the huge flaw in the otherwise pristine
Doesn't
line?
That imply that they're related, though?
Of course it implies they're related, but it implies it wrongly, because the ancestor on his father's side looks like his mother. You get it?
Right.
It's too many generations too soon.
No, it's not even that. It's that there's a fork, you understand?
Yeah.
And he's looking at this side of the fork, and he sees someone who looks exactly like the person who's the product of this side of the fork.
Yeah. Something got forked up. Big time. Big time fork up.
You write jokes for Hugh Jackman?
You want to do this now? You want to hammer out this Oscar post show real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We have further writings from our friend Alex Costello, and it's quite lengthy. It's 3.5 pages with good analysis.
Did you say Abbott and Costello?
It's Alex Costello.
Alex and
if
Costello.
If only his first name was Abbott, that would be awesome. I think what I'll probably do, I'll get his permission and post this on the site, the whole document, because he's got some good rationale for things, but I'll just read for the purposes of shortening things up, I'll just read some sort of the basic bullet points of what he's basically doing. He was giving his predictions, and he gave his who should and his who will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he
like
went with it. No, I think I just stuck with who was, and then I was naturally, let's just say, this is after the Oscars, so we know the results. I was completely wrong, for the most part. I really thought that Milk was going to just take a lot of stuff.
I did a who should and who was all the way through. We both did. You didn't? We were all sitting
there. No, I just kept saying, oh, it's going to be that. I kind of sort of hemmed and hawed about a few. And
you're
thought,
such a jerk. You never do anything the right way.
I guess I don't. Anyway, so here we go. So Alex basically did supporting actor first, probably because he just felt passionately about Ledger for Dark Knight, and he said Ledger should win, and Ledger did win.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really to discuss there. He thought that Taraji P. Henson should win for Benjamin Button, but he thought that Penelope Cruz would win, and so that was kind of an interesting scenario where he kind of called the winner, but still had someone that he thought would be different.
I think Taraji P. Henderson should have won.
Or Henson, yeah.
Henson, whatever, it's a black person.
That's who I thought, too. I didn't see Vicky Cristina, though, so I'm not really sure.
That would look like a great movie.
He wanted Mick to win for wrestler, and he thought he would win, and he was wrong. I mean, I don't know why you'd underestimate Sean Penn. His rationale...
Thought who would win?
He thought Mickey
okay.
Dude,
win.
Sean Penn is an asshole.
Basically, Alex's take on it was that Sean Penn got the Mystic River win, like, 3 years ago, or not that long ago, right? Maybe 5 at the most.
Right.
And so he thought, well, their partner is going to turn right around and give it to him again. But they did.
He gets it all the time. This is his third one, right?
I think this is his second.
You gotta watch it, dude.
I don't know. If it was, it was a supporting.
I thought he's won multiples.
Best actress, he called it. He got Winslet for The Reader, and he said she deserves to win. He's a real huge fan of The Reader. That was his whole thing. For best
it was decent.
For best director, he he has Slumdog and Danny Boyle, and that was what we all said.
Dude,
and
Danny
that was
Boyle's the shit.
He's the man.
Yeah, he was
Did
good
you watch the Oscars?
No.
Well, Danny Boyle was just, like, really excited the whole time.
Oh, heck yeah, he was,
I saw
dude.
Parts of it. Well, I mean, the whole, like, energy of that whole group was fun for them. You know, it was kind of like that was what they went with this year. Rather than being messagey, they decided
like
to go.
I never knew what he looked like before, you know? But he's, like, a happy old man.
It's well, crazy. He's older. I mean, you know, basically, he's just, like, he's, just like, saying. One of the characters from Trainspotting when he made Trainspotting, pretty much. But that was a long time ago. And then here, his best picture. He thought The Reader should win, but he thought Slumdog would. So he had a... other than Sean Penn, I think he got all that did in his Who Will. So that's pretty good calls for all the major ones. He didn't do anything too minor. He did do an interesting discussion about things for snubs. He thought, it sounds like he hit The Dark Knight being a big one for both director and best picture. Mm-hmm. That was a big snub. Your buddy Michael Sheen, he thought, was kind of snubbed for best actor in Frost Nixon, or best supporting actor, I guess.
He would have been best actor. Best actor. It was even roles.
He liked Knightley. He liked this movie, The Duchess. Did you end up seeing that?
No, you know, and I heard that it was a gorgeous, gorgeous looking,
kind
totally
of how he
empty
described
movie
it.
That didn't really have anything going on.
Well, he didn't say it was being empty, but he did say that it was really a good looking movie. Whatever. And for best supporting actor, he liked both Cross and Fiennes. Fiennes more for In Bruges and Cross for The Reader.
I thought Cross was really good.
And like I said, I couldn't get through
so
In
that
Bruges.
The next
kid? Yeah.
Yeah.
David Cross.
And then, I think like many people, he hit up on the whole best song travesty of there only being, three rather than five. I mean,
and
Bruce Springsteen being omitted.
Well,
and
the thing that won, the one that won was that one from the credits of Slumdog.
Yeah.
And that was really kind of the lamest thing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was just sort of an excuse for them to do one of those obligatory
Bollywood
dance things.
Yeah, which everyone does.
Which, I mean, it was fun in the movie, but it felt completely, unnecessary, even in the movie. It was kind of just like, okay, now they're going to do this because...
I'm sure that everyone who saw it here was like, oh, that's cute. That's what India does. Let's,
yeah, let's it was a little condescending.
Let's throw some Oscars at that. Maybe it'll go away.
Maybe it'll go away. That's probably what they did. He thought that Young at Heart deserved a nomination for documentary.
Young at Heart, yeah.
And he thought that Let the Right One In deserved a nomination for Best Foreign.
Dude, I don't want to watch that movie.
Primarily because he was talking about just how the gorgeous cinematography. So that's Alex's take. If he gives me permission, I'll post the stuff up on the website. Or I'll post a link to where you can read it further from some side of his own. Anyway, you didn't see the show? You were working, you were busy?
Oh, no, I don't watch
bullshit like that.
Rich political jerks pat themselves on the back.
Yeah, I watched a
you
couple
can't even
bits
watch
of it.
It, like, just to enjoy
no,
the
I can't enjoy it.
It's not really enjoyable to watch.
I don't like any award show because they go... Now presenting for something, here's some people.
And
the people
claps
come up
for 20 minutes.
And they go, hey, John, did you happen to see the football contest the other night? And then the guy says a joke. And then the people go, Then they go, here's best supporting actor.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
There was a sketch that...
I know,
that,
I saw the sketch.
That it wasn't that great, though.
Everyone claims it was the funniest thing on earth.
What?
Well, that's
the people on Film Junk were
the Pineapple
masturbating
Express
over
thing?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Pineapple Express thing.
I haven't seen it.
They were like,
review.
It was the funniest thing on TV in years.
Okay, well.
It actually wasn't, but it was funny.
Yeah, I'm sure it was all right. I don't
know.
It was
probably the funniest thing in the Academy.
You know,
it's
almost just weird to have something like that in the context, because that's almost like an MTV thing. And those things are funny, but they're kind of embarrassing, too. I don't know what it is about them. It's like they're so obviously these people... knowing that they're sort of doing the joke on themselves to be cool or hip or something, and I don't know, it's very insincere. The show,
I just think if I was ever seriously, like, to the point where I was popular enough to be a presenter on something, I wouldn't do it. They asked me to present best picture
they get
for the Oscars.
Flavor of the month, or they get the guy that won the year before, right?
Not always. I mean, sometimes it's just like a,
I mean, they had the attractive
like
girl from Slumdog Millionaire do one of the presentations.
Oh, heck
with somebody
yeah!
Else.
You want some eye candy up there,
dude? She's so attractive.
She's very attractive.
Yeah. But
so she. So anyway, like, you know, they're
like we're
hey,
never
you.
Gonna see her again. Probably.
Hey, you. I want you to present best picture. I'd say no. stay away from me. And then I would throw the gift basket at them, and then I would run away.
Because you're a rebel.
But the thing is, usually they ask the guy that won the year before.
I would have won the year before to be that
popular. You would have had yourself...
I wouldn't have gone.
They changed it up this year.
But you would have campaigned and lobbied and all that other stuff that has to happen in order for it to happen.
No, I just would have won it.
There were five people that have won before this year up there presenting.
Why do you know all these inane facts about it?
Because I watched it.
Yeah, that's so stupid. Why'd you waste
it
your
time? It
sounds pretty valuable.
Okay.
I watched the latter half.
Okay. I saw parts of it, and it looked like... Did it look really thrown together to you? And, like, the there was busyness in the backstage, or on the stage. It just looked like a mess. And it didn't... It looked like a smaller show. Like the
I think they should
different.
Get Craig Kilborn to host it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
He's not doing anything.
Yeah, he really isn't, is he?
But I guess Hugh Jackman was amazing.
Not really. He looked pretty inane.
According to what, women?
Yeah.
You know, he really wasn't that, like...
Trina on Facebook.
He didn't seem that, like... I mean, I've seen him on talk shows and stuff, and he seems to have sort of a natural humor stuff. Yeah. But it seemed like he was maybe very constrained or just nervous or something. Because
he hosted the Tonys.
Didn't he dance?
Yeah. Well, he did that. He did that bullshit where he danced and he did a little number for the sake of nothing. And it really didn't work. And it was
he should have had his Wolverine hairdo and sideburns the whole time.
I kept
something funny in the beginning. Like, he was like, I'm Wolverine when he came in.
I'm sure he did something dumb like that. But whatever.
That sounds pretty funny.
I know.
The point is...
I wanted to watch it.
It sounds like it was just another, it came and it went. I don't think there was anything particularly amazing.
I wonder if he ever made a joke about him never having a chance. He will never have a chance to win an Oscar himself, so he's glad he gets to host. I bet they did one like that. I wonder if you were the writer that had to write self-deprecating things for the host, if you'd feel bad being like, here's one where it totally rips on you. You want to read this one? They're like, yeah, this
is probably great. They probably get together with the guy and like pitch it, and he like says, oh, I really won't. I'll roll to
yeah, but he doesn't give a shit because he knows he's
awesome,
and
he's married to like a older woman from a soap opera, so he's off the market, lady. Sorry,
he was gay. I always kind of secretly thought
maybe
he was
she's his beard.
Yeah,
His sexy beard.
We know he can grow his own though, so
of course
not necessary. Not necessary.
Yeah.
Here was the biggest problem with the Dark Knight things. I understand that it didn't get nominated for Best Picture and Director, etc.
I don't
but
understand.
Here's some serious snubs. Score was a travesty that it did not... Because, what's his name, got nominated for Defiance. James Gunn Howard.
Yeah, Defiance. Mm-hmm.
It was a run-of-the-mill, like, Holocaust soundtrack, you know?
A lot of strings.
It just sounded like some orchestration. Some heightened tension orchestration. It was a bunch of Jew harp. It was a whole bunch of Jew harp all the way through it. So there's that. And then it lost all the technical things except for sound, I want to say mixing.
I think it was sound edit. It won editing, didn't it? It won for best editing.
No. Best editing was not. No, I'll look up the winners. But it won. Here's the only two Oscars it won. Supporting actor, sound editing, or sound mixing, which is one of those two. Those are the ones it won. And I thought that was because the technical things were, it was up for visual effects, it was up for all these things. Benjamin Button won most of those, makeup, visual effects, a bunch of junk like that.
What won best editing?
Let's see.
I don't remember which film won best. Slumdog won. Yeah, that's right.
Which wasn't a problem. Yeah, some of the things it lost to when it was Slumdog, then that was fine. Mm-hmm. But everything else, like, it should not have lost any other technical category to anything else.
We discussed the visual effects. The Benjamin Button stuff deserved it because it was, like, so
probably,
cutting edge.
Probably.
And really, there was a lot more practical stuff in The Dark Knight. I don't think it deserved it for costuming either. Really, I think that it was just a snub in the way it was. It got a lot of those technical nominations, but they were just kind of throwaway because it really wasn't deserving of best costume or anything like that.
What about, like, best gameplay?
We discussed those already. That was a good option for sure, I think, because it really was, they took...
It also, you know, I knew it was going to happen. It also bothered me that Wally didn't win best original screenplay.
I had a problem with
nominated
a biopic winning.
Best original screenplay was
probably was Slumdog there for the based on the book, or does that count
as
adapted?
That one adapted, I believe.
I'm surprised that Milk wasn't an adapted.
Oh, Milk was original.
It won original. That's what I mean. It surprised me that it wasn't an adapted because it's a biopic.
Yeah, but it has to be based on written material for it to be adapted. It can't be based on
so a bunch of autobiographies are written and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Huh. But it's not based on that. It wasn't, you know, some dude just wrote his own thing.
Well, I'm sure you read a bunch of autobiographies.
A gay dude. I think he knew him.
They all know each other, right? They travel in packs.
Let's see,
single file to hide their...
Can I have one of these?
Yeah. It's pretty old, but go for it. Best sound mixing for Slumdog, that's fine. Yeah, the editing, yeah. So, I mean, it lost... I guess it lost in the Slumdog, that's fine. But art direction, Curious Case one.
Open it up in case.
Cinematography, Slumdog one. I mean, so the things are lost.
I feel like, for the most part, it was fine. I just think that directing, and I guess screenplay, now that I realize it and think about it, were two major snubs, because The Dark Knight was a really well-constructed storyline.
The screenplay is incredible.
And really cool, and to pull off directing such a huge movie like that, I mean, it's like the equivalent of, like, Titanic or something, which pretty much won because of its scope.
Dude, it's got, like, $1 billion now.
Yeah, so, there you go. I guess it's just this sort of like, yeah, we'll humor you, science fiction and comic book stuff, but we don't want to capitulate and pander to that yet. And you can kind of see the Academy's point on that. They still want to be about boring, pretentious movies for the most part. And so, there you go. I don't really know what else I don't know what else to say about the Oscars. I think that everything kind of happened as it was. I think it was also, like, we discussed this too, it was a pretty lackluster year in general, so the fact that something like Slumdog Millionaire, which was a fine, fun movie, but really wasn't this, like, piece of, like, high earth-shattering art, but won so much, it seems fine, you know?
All in all, it's... Oscars are really not that important.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
One interesting byproduct.
For not greedy.
No. Right. Interesting byproduct was that I noticed on my review website,
which is
the Forgotten Reviews WordPress.com. I'd had some big days before, big hit days, and for me that was like 120, something like that. You know, I think the day after Benjamin Button had been released. So anyway, as the awards were nominated, I had more and more hits for all the ones that I reviewed for all the nominees of the big pictures. So the night of the Oscars and the day afterwards, I checked it, and it was up to 140-something hits just on Slumdog.
Oh, wow.
I checked it again today for yesterday, and it was up to 480.
Whoa.
That many individual, unique hits to the site. For that, so yeah, all you have to do is write about award-winning films, and you'll have lots.
Well, things that are getting press, really. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's everyone.
Why don't we get some ads, bro?
Surprisingly, almost no one has read my review of Fired Up.
Strike by the iron is hot. But who's read all the reviews and always done a comment, showing his love?
Yeah, you know, every time you comment, it makes it look to anyone who looks at the thing like, I'm this guy has one reader. I should not go to this site anymore. Guy every time goes, hey, this is great, check out the podcast we did of it.
Yeah, the same.
That you and I do the together.
Same podcast. Hey, that's not my fault. We want to grow your thing, but you're so reluctant to Twitter it and to...
I'm not going
to
Twitter
and,
nothing.
And to whore it out Twitter here on the podcast. I mean, you know.
I'm not a hooer.
Yeah, they're going to be ashamed.
Because to tell their grandchildren. Yeah.
So black and Mexican people will be ashamed?
Like, you're going to be ashamed. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did he say it like Richard Nixon?